I was thinking during the week, it's my turn to speak on Sunday. Lord, give me a message. And he never fails. He never fails. The message is entitled, How Secure is Your Future? And the reading that the message came to me from is from Matthew 6, 19 to 34. So we're going to start with that. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If when the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate one and love the other, or you will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothing? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all of his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. What a poignant piece of scripture, and so true. So before we come and have a look into it, let's just come to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you that we can get close to you from your word. We can come to you when we've got a problem. And Lord, we come to you now. We ask you to just open our hearts to your word and what you've got to say to each one of us, because I'm sure you've got something to say to each one of us here this morning. Something that we maybe haven't thought about ourselves. But Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, we seek your prompting so that we may be obedient to you and put whatever needs to be corrected in our lives and correct it so that we may get closer to you. And we ask it all in your precious name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. As I said, how secure is your future? You know, when we look at what's going on in the world today, with the wars in Ukraine and Egypt, I say Egypt, in Gaza and Israel, and there is trouble in Egypt as well, trying to get supplies through into Gaza. You know, is it any wonder that people feel worried in this world? You know, we worry about a lot of things, which, as God's scripture tells us, don't worry about it, because tomorrow is another day, and tomorrow has got, each day has enough trouble of its own. I would suggest that most of us, when we're thinking about our future, I suggest that most of us, most people, would measure their future security by their financial status, the size of their salary, their bank balance, how many shares they've got, their big house, palatial car, big word for an Irishman, palatial car, you know, their savings, etc. There are a lot of pressures in our life. And you know, we take on board a lot of pressure from social media and television. We get advertisements for all of these good gadgets that come on, and people do get pressurized into investing in things which they can't afford and add more pressure to their life and more trouble and begin to feel less secure. Now, social media plays a big part in this, especially where the younger generation are concerned. But it's important that we recognize all of these shortfalls. It's like distractions from the devil, really. A lot of these adverts, a lot of them aren't true. You hear names on adverts you can't pronounce, can't spell. Words you've never heard of before. If you look them up in the dictionary, they're not there. Somebody decides, well, that's a sounds good name. And people fall for it every time. How easily we can be deceived. You know, but if you stick to God's word, there is nothing to deceive us there. So it's necessary that we recognize and take responsibility for our actions. I know that's often easier said than done. The same for our young people today. Some of them feel a lot of pressure on them to keep up with the Joneses, as it were. They need to have designer labels upon everything, seen or unseen, whether it's a pair of underpants, a pair of socks, to a sweatshirt, a headband. If there's not a logo on it, a lot of them won't wear it. They won't go to school unless they've got Nike on their trainers to play sports. And it's a shame, really, that, but because of that, it puts pressure on those that can't afford those things. People think that schools are wrong in having a uniform code. But I, for one, think that it's the right thing to do because everyone is the same. There is nobody dressed different to anyone else. So there's nobody picking fun at them. Sometimes they rob the young, or they can rob the young people off their self-esteem, take away their joy. You know, when I look back to when I was a lad, and I'm talking quite a few years ago, things were a lot different. One, you got BBC One on the telly, no adverts. You got a newspaper if you could afford to buy one. And I think we got one, Thompson's Weekly or something, got there the weekend, Saturday. There was very little in that, an advert. You know, but when I think of it, how peaceful, how joyful those times were. I had nothing to worry about. Didn't have anything to worry about. So there was no need to worry about anything. It sounds silly, but it was simple. And that's the way the Lord wants us to be. Not worried about anything. He wants us to be free. You know, as I said, how things have changed since I was a lad. When I was a lad, I was glad to put on hand-me-downs from my bigger brothers. And I'm the youngest of 8 boys. But there's only one that was anywhere near me, and that's Jim. He was quite a few years older than me, 6 years older than me. So I had to wait quite a while before his stuff would fit me, even though it was good. But I used to look forward to getting it on eventually. But there was others, when he would go to school, who would make fun of you because of what you were wearing. And you know, as a little rascal as I was back then, I had this little rhyme that I used to fire back at them. Anybody that tried to make fun of me and my dress code. And I just let them have it and say, they are clean to be seen and fit to be worn, and not like yours, all tattered and torn. You know? And I said it as loud as possible, and everybody in the class or in the crowd would start laughing at them, not at me. And it relieved the tension, you know. And some people say, oh, you shouldn't have done that. But it was good at the time, and I was a young boy then. So I needed the pressure alleviated, and it's better to get things out than to hold it in. You could say we were lucky, as I say, we didn't have the pressure of advertising as we do today. I know for a fact that it's easy to worry about the future, especially as you're getting older. I know there's quite a lot of young faces here who wouldn't even be considering retirement yet. But I know as I approached retirement, I began to wonder, how ever am I going to manage? What happens when I lose my salary and I've got to tighten my belt? How am I ever going to manage? And it used to give me sleepless nights until I remembered this reading from Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7. Apostle Paul writes, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." You know, that part of Scripture, I would advise everyone to emblazon on their hearts and remember, because it is a beautiful Scripture to just call to mind whenever you do feel pressures. That Scripture helped me relax and to realize just that how much God loves me, and that all his promises can be relied upon. They're all yes and amen. And as long as you're one of his children, and only if you're one of his children, can you claim them all. I can honestly say that the Lord has never let me down during the last 58 years that I've walked with him. I've let him down on numerous occasions, but you know what? He still loves me. Even my wife doesn't love me at times. But you know, the Lord's love never weakens for his children. Most people believe and see the sense in having insurance for their homes, their cars, their jewelry, and even their lives. In fact, most of us take out insurance on lots of different things, don't we? In the hope that we never need to make a claim. I know there are people who take out insurance in the hope of making a claim and finding the stuff that they've lost and afterwards, but the Lord wouldn't sanction that. Having insurance gives us peace of mind about our earthly possessions. Yet how many people give little or no thought to their eternal assurance? Strange as it may seem, there are those in society today who believe that death is the end of it. You live, you die, and that's it. Lights out. But Scripture makes it very clear that we will all experience eternal life. It just depends on the decisions, the choices that we make, where we're going to spend that time. When we look at Acts 4, verse 12, we read, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." Again in John 14 verse 6, Jesus makes it clear, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Amen. You know, that's a decision that I strongly recommend to anyone who as yet has not accepted the Lord Jesus as their Savior. You know, that's the only way you can be assured of a secure eternal future. One where you will have no worries. There will be no advertisements, no programs that you turn off because they offend the Holy Spirit. What? And you know, I can't really fathom what it's going to be like. But it's going to be a lot better than what we've got here today. I know that for a fact. You know, I like what Jesus says to everyone who cares to read it. In Matthew 10, 32 to 33, Jesus himself says, Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven." It's important that we understand that. Without acknowledging Jesus as your Lord and Savior, your eternal destination will not be a pleasant one. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Read Revelations. That will tell you what it is, if you need to. You will notice that you need to make a choice, and only you can make a choice. I'm sure you've noticed that I used "you" quite a lot in this message. But that's on purpose, to make you, each one of you, realize and to make it abundantly clear that it is a personal relationship that the Lord Jesus wants with each one of us. He loved each one of us enough, as we spoke about as we took the Lord's Supper, to go to that cross and pay the price for all of our iniquities, past and present, as long as we trust and put our faith in Him. It is my trust and my prayer that if you've still not accepted His one and only Son as your Savior, that you'll give it serious thought and that you'll do it soon, because none of us know how much time we've got left. Some of us think, well, that's all right for you, you're getting that old, you're not too far away. But when you look at what's happened on the news, you hear all the time, fatal accidents, all the time. There was the floods in Texas, which had just been on. We're 51, I believe, at the minute, is the death count. You had the Liverpool footballer and his brother killed in a car crash in Italy. And you think, you know, fame or whatever fortune they've got or not, don't have, it doesn't matter. Anything can happen to any one of us at any time. And you know, it's only while you've got the breath in your body that you can make it right with the Lord. It's only when you say, "Lord Jesus, I seek your forgiveness for my sin. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today, come in, I pray. Lord Jesus, be my Savior." You know, and He will. He's waiting and willing to help accept anyone who comes to Him. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter if you've been the biggest rogue going, as I used to be one time ago. Well, big rogue, in my own mind it was, not really. I mean, I suppose making a bar of chocolate off a sweetie counter isn't a big thing. But it's theft. And I've since been back to the shop many years later and paid for it, because I felt that that's what the Lord was directing me to do. And you know, He loves us no matter what. And His love for us will never fail. We might drift away from Him time to time. Do you remember the story of the prodigal son? What did the father do when he saw the son coming back? He ran out, threw his cloak around him, gave him his ring of his finger. And that's what Jesus wants to do for each one in this world, if only they will accept Him. Any of us can die at any time. I'm sure you all knew of someone who went, as one would say, an untimely death, or when you didn't think it, unexpected. You know, but if they're with the Lord, you can praise, because all they're doing is beating you to glory. But if you leave it too late, well, read Revelations. And with that, I'll leave you with this question. How secure is your eternal future? And where is it going to be? Are you going to be praising the Lord in it, or wishing you had have listened to his word? Let's just come to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and your grace to each one of us. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who willingly went through that death on that cross just to make it possible for us, through the acceptance of his sacrifice, to receive him as our Lord and Saviour and enjoy an eternal future with the Trinity in heaven, and to meet up with all our brothers and sisters there. And Lord, oh, what a day that will be. We've sung about it today. Lord, I can't imagine what it's going to sound like when we're all singing of one accord, praising you. But Lord, I'm looking forward to it. And I say, come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen.